Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi, I'm Yannick Hanfman.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
This is Sebastian Ofner.
It's Marc-Andrea Huesler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Zola podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It is the women's draw preview for Roland Garros. It's finally here. I'm sure there's a lot of eager people waiting for this draw, and eager Swiatek fans, don't worry, it is finally here. Normally, we say, oh, the men's draw is going to be a really easy one to pick, and the women's one is the more difficult one. And now it's sort of changed around. The big three have now moved over onto the women's side. And we have a women's big three these days. And the men's side is much more open. But is that the way that this draw preview is going to go? I'm not so sure. Because with the women, there can always be an upset, can't there, JG?
Yeah, there certainly can be. Let's not look too far back where we had Kladchikova winning Pavlyuchenkova all the way in the final last year. It was more business as usual with Iga, but Coco Gauff getting to the final, wasn't really expecting that. And I don't know, I think it could be super, super open. We may not see Iga go all the way and win it. She's got a very, very tricky opponent in her section, in her half, in Rybakina, someone who she'd, of course, wanted to avoid, not beating her on the clay courts, or even, has she beaten her at all this year? I think she's lost all of them this year.
Yeah, she's lost three matches to her this year, yeah.
Yeah, so she's not managed to even overcome her at all. Not even on the clay, where we thought maybe that would fortunes could turn. So, yeah, that's someone she's going to want to avoid. Sabalenka has been a little bit shakier the last few weeks, losing to Kenin, like you were speaking about before we went live. So, I don't know. I think maybe, just looking down, I've got some seeds here. Let's see if I can just read them off. So, Iga number one, Saba two, Pegula three, Rybakina four, Garcia five, Gauff six, Jabeur 7 and Sarkari 8. If we just look at the top 8, I don't think we're going to get them top 8 in the quarterfinals. I don't think we're going to see. I know on the men's you predicted the top 8 to be there. I think there's pretty much no chance of that.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, the women's, they've got some tough early round matches as well. It's tough to say they will all make it there because there are some better, like I'd say, some better players on the clay courts outside that top 8 for sure. Yep. So expect some surprises, and the surprises may be coming from even lower down the rankings. I feel I don't even think it's just going to be like top 50 players. Have a look even past that, between 50, 100, even maybe further, and we could be seeing some unbelievable storylines, I think, in this year's women's French Open.
Yeah, look, I'm going to make a big prediction right now before we even start. Out of the top 8 seeds I just mentioned, I think we'll only get 2 in the quarterfinals.
I think that's fair.
But the crazy thing is, I don't actually know if my bracket's going to support this because I've not done my bracket yet. It's all going to be happening live on the channel right now. I don't know who I've got winning, just like I didn't know I had Alcaraz winning the men's. The obvious selection would be Iga. I think Iga Alcaraz is the bookie's favourite double.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I generally don't know if I'm going to be picking Iga. I'm going to have to wait and see what I conjure up live on this episode.
I haven't entered my men's bracket yet. I need to remember to do that. Like obviously, when I'm doing this on here, I'm not actually filling out the bracket. If you want to enter our league or our fantasy league, then make sure to download the TNNS app and go to the fantasy button and then just search leagues. We're the one right at the top with all the people in it. So make sure to join that. It's going to be an exciting Roland Garros, that's for sure. And if you really want to be involved in more stuff that's going on the channel, you could still have a chance to be part of Player Roulette if you want to. That's only running on the men's side of things. We will just give you probably the next player available. So yep. There's 35 people in there at the moment. You can have number 36 if you want to join the Patreon. And then I'll add you to the list. But yeah, we'll pop the link's in the description below. You can pop it in the live chat. And
No Player Roulette button. I'm still looking for it. Still not there.
Oh, no, I've not added it on there. No, apologies.
It needs to be part of the ones we always put in, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well.
But yeah, like Ben said, it's not too late to join Player Roulette. You can still get a really good player if you are to join it. So best of luck, everyone. I think I've got Jannik Sinner, who's not the worst in the world. So
a good one there.
Yeah, let's see how he gets on. That.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Last year, obviously, we were talking, let's go to the previous winners of this. And last year, it was sort of, like you said, business as usual. Iga won it, Rafa won it, and then new finalists for them to compete against. We had Coco Gauff, we had Casper Ruud, and both of them got obliterated in the final. Quite frankly, didn't they? It was not a nice taste to go away with in your first Grand Slam final, but that's what happens to a lot of people, especially when you come up against like formidable opponents like Rafa and Iga in finals where they've already been, well, Rafa especially, champion upon champion. Right. And Iga could be that person 10 years down the line. So,
right, let's bring them up anyway.
No. Ooh.
Champions.
That's right. So,
you were talking about them before I even let me do the transition, Ben. What's going on?
I know. Well, I'm excited. Yeah, we brought it up. Normally, I'm sharing them. That's why. But this today, you're doing the sharing. We've got a couple of bits going on in the background, so I can't share everything.
Justine Henin, one of the most successful here. There is someone who's won it 6. There we go. Steffi Graf. Aside from that, let's look in more recent years. Iga is the dominant force. Serena's won it 3 times. But we've had some strange finalists. Sloane Stephens in the final. Wasn't really expecting that. I know she did very well. I don't know if it was that same year in the US Open. She did very well that same year the US Open. Marketa Vondrousova. She really burst on the scene very young at the time as well when she did this, getting to the 19, final against Barty. Sophia Kenin in recent years. Pavlyuchenkova, Coco Gauff. Let's be honest, them last 5 finalists, people wasn't expecting. The champions, you can say, makes a little bit more sense. Maybe not Krajicova because she was a doubles player who no one was expecting to do that. But all in all, some big names do win this event. We do have the odd one, like this one here, Francesca Schiavone.
This is your native tongue.
Schiavone. Francesca Schiavone. She won. I didn't expect that. Lina as well. But 2023. Is it going to be Iga 3 times in 4 years? Is it going to be Krajicova 2 times in 3 years? They're the names who are still competing. Or could we see Coco Gauff? She was speaking the other day to the media saying her forehand is more dangerous on the clay than any other surface. So maybe she's up for it.
The one thing that we need to look at when we're going to be taking into consideration this one, and I know that we're sort of saying there's a new big 3, and that's sort of only come since last year's Roland Garros, because last year's Roland Garros, when that was taking place, there was no Grand Slam for Rybakina, and there was no Grand Slam for Sabalenka. Since then, they are now both Grand Slam champions. That changes a lot. Their level will be a lot higher now. They have a lot of confidence, and especially somebody, well, both of them have beaten Iga this year as well, both on clay courts as well. I don't think that Iga's going to be as confident. She can just wipe the court with these type of players now, and maybe some other players on tour are going to start waking up to how to play against her as well, because I saw an interesting comment someone put in, I think it was our comment section, saying about she's not playing with as much variety as she used to, Iga, at the moment, and that's maybe why some players are getting a little bit closer to her. So maybe she needs to change her game up a little bit to try and keep everybody at arm's length, because she was miles apart. Now they've closed the gap. So
yeah, we've got Capricorn in saying, I love the diversity of women, of champions on the women's side, makes up for a more exciting and entertaining tennis. And that's what I wanted to touch on, because we very rarely see the same champion back to back. Iga, there was a little gap there. You've got Serena Williams winning it, but Sharapova in between her thing. Sharapova here as well, Serena Williams in between. You rarely see the same champion back to back. The only person seemed to be doing it was Justine Henin in 2005, 2006, and 2007.
She was dominant. Yeah, Justine Henin, incredible on the clay courts. A true legend of the game. And
before that was Steffi Graf. So it just goes to show, very difficult to win this back to back. Iga, if she can do it, she puts herself up there with some of the very best names in the women's game.
Definitely, yeah. There's nobody who's more capable either than Iga to do so. We know that if she plays 100%, it's a high possibility. But even if she doesn't, there's still a high possibility. And that's the crazy thing about Iga Świątek. She can play at 60% sometimes and still beat some of the best players in the world. So I'm excited. Right, we're nearly ready to get this going. Let's get the transition in, and then we'll get up the actual first quarter. We're going to be doing this in quarters like we did on the men's. So let's go through this. 1 second. Here we go.
Right. So women's first quarter. This is Iga's section. And we have Coco Gauff, the other finalist last year, right at the bottom on the right. So she's someone she won't be able to avoid until the quarter. It'll be a quarterfinal matchup potentially if the seeds align.
That's right. So let's not waste any time here. I'm going to be putting Iga through. I'm not going to be copying the names. I'm just going to be dragging them over this time.
Nice. So I'm going to go Albon to beat Lou. I'm going to have Peterson beating Ferro.
No, I'm going to be going Ferro. She's French. She's come through the qualifying. She's at home. I'll be going for her.
I'll have Bouskova beating Wang.
Yep. Go with that.
Azarenka beating Andreescu.
Yeah. Sadly for Andreescu, it's not a good draw for her. I'd have Azarenka winning that.
I'll go Kalinskaya here. Lauren Davis beating Zhu.
Not for me. I'm going to be going Zoo.
Krajicova, the other big name. She won in 2021 in the same half, or the same section completely as Iga. I mean, crazy, really, that one of them two are going to be going out early.
Yes. I mean, it couldn't be much worse for Iga to have a number 13 seed, Krajicova, in her side. A 13, unlucky for some, unlucky for Iga.
I'm going to have Kudermetova beating Smidlova.
Yep, same here. Oh,
Bolsova.
Apologies.
Yeah, I'll go Bolsova beating Kukova.
Is that who's in this one? I've got Day on my one.
Day's below. So Day versus Mladenovic.
Oh, apologies. So that was Bolsova. Apologies.
I'm going to go Day. I'll have Keys beating Kanepi. Diane Parry, Kalinina. I'm not sure about that. I'm going to have a look.
It depends if she's fit. Well,
Kalinina pulled out, didn't she, in the final against Rybakina. I'm going to have to go Kalinina.
I think she's so good. Like, on her day, if you see her, well, I don't know if you've got to see any of her playing against who's she playing? Rybakina. She still played really well. And I feel that if you can go toe-to-toe with Rybakina in rallies, like, Parry's not going to
try. Parry did very well last year here, remember?
Yeah, I mean...
She beat Krajicova. That's right.
She's definitely a good player and definitely been in France.
The crowd will get behind her. I remember it was a really emotional one. There was a lot of support for her on was it centre court? I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
So I'm going to have Andreeva beating Risk. I'll go Roos to beat Grabber. Goff to beat Masarova.
Yeah, Goff to beat Masarova. we'll touch on, I'm sure, as we go into the next round. Right, let's go to this one. I'm going to have Iga beating Liu.
Yeah, Iga beating Albon. I'm going to have Peterson to beat Bauskova.
Nah, not for me. I love Bauskova. I think she's a pretty solid player.
I'm going to have Kalinskaya to beat Azarenka.
I am as well. Yeah.
Krajicova to beat Davis.
Krajicova to beat Zou.
Such a tough. This is the hardest quarter, in my opinion. Kudameta beating Bolsova.
Yeah, Kudameta.
You've got Kudameta in there as well.
Very, very good player.
I'll go Keys to beat Day.
I'm going to go Day here. I'm going to go for a little bit of an upset here and Keys to go out.
Possible. Andreeva, I'm going to have beating Kalinina.
Exactly the same. Definitely. And
Coco Goff to beat Roos at the bottom.
And the one thing that we've got to note about Mila Andreeva, her and Brenda Flavitova, I believe that they're the youngest players since Amelie Mauresmo to make it into the main draw. Amelie Mauresmo was 15 making it into the main draw. They're both 16 years old. So anyway, moving on. Just a little fact for you. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Any more?
No, not yet. No, that's it. That's me done for the day. Eager to beat Bauskova. I don't feel that she's going to struggle, Iga, in any of these first few matches.
The first three, she's all right, Iga. It gets tougher then after that. I love Krajicova beating Kalinskaya.
I mean, this is what everybody wants, is this match, isn't it? Krajicova versus Iga. I'm sure Iga fans probably don't want that match, but the neutrals do.
Kudameta beating Keys.
Yeah, Kudameta to beat Day. And then Mira Andreeva, I'm going to have to beat Goff.
I'll go Goff.
Not for me.
At the top, Iga Krajicova. The two recent champions here.
That's true, yeah. And
I mean, it's crazy.
One of the only person who can really test Iga as well, and that's on all surfaces, it would seem. But I don't think that it is going to be as much of a test. I feel that Iga, if she steps up, will beat Krajicova, and she could beat her fairly comfortably if she really wants.
Yeah, I mean, Krajicova's form, I believe when she won Roland Garros, was quite good coming into it. The last match she played, she got bageled by Ostapenko, so I'm not that encouraged. She lost to Martic in Madrid as well. Lost very easily to Sabah in Stuttgart. Lost to Kostyuk in the Billie Jean King Cup. I'm not convinced of her form this year to be putting her through enough, but I think it could be a good match, and she certainly has the ability to beat Iga on the clay, because she's done it before. But I'm going to be going Iga on this occasion. Maybe in three.
Could be. I think straight sets. But right, I've got Kudametova versus Andreeva. I'm going big.
I'm going Kudametova to beat Goff.
I'm going Andreeva. So we get an Andreeva-Iga quarterfinal.
Okay. Right, back to the start.
Right.
Okay. And the second quarter. So the other half of the women's draw. Right. So this is with Rybakina in the number four seed. We've got Jabeur right down the bottom as well.
Yep.
And it just makes it even more tough for Iga. If you can get through Krajicova and you've got Andreeva or Kudametova, she'll then potentially have to play a Rybakina or someone she doesn't like. I think there was another name in here which is a bit dodgy as well. Let's have a look. Well, we'll go that for it anyway. So,
yeah, Rebecca, sure. Bekic. Anyway, we've got Brenda Flavitova. Oh, what a shame that this is her match here. And she qualified, but she gets Rybakina. I don't feel that Flavitova's that powerful or even close to powerful enough to to challenge for back. And I'm really sad about that as well, because I think that, that it could have been a really, really good run for her in this tournament, but I don't feel like it will.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be that close either. I think it might be like a 2-2-1.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. I'm going to have Noskova beating Kovanec. Tormo beating Burrell. I'll go Martic to beat Rogers.
I'm going to have Burrell beating Tormo, actually, at home.
Alexandrova to beat Tomova.
Yep.
I'm going to go Hibino to beat Annalena Friedsam.
That one's a weird one. I mean, Hibino's in on a lucky loser, I think. So I'm going to go Friedsam.
I'll have Schneider to beat Marino.
Yep, Schneider for me as well. Another good young Russian.
Hadid Maia to beat Maria.
Oh, I thought you'd like Maria. It's one of yours.
No, I'm going to go Hadid Maia.
Yeah, I will as well.
I'll have Kvitova beating Chocoretto.
Yep, go with the same.
Two qualifiers. Mandlik. I'll have Mandlik.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. Mandlik. I thought you liked Wallop. That's one of yours.
Not Wallop in today. Conta beat Pera.
Not for me. I'm going to go Pera. Not convinced by Conta beat.
Vekic beat Yastremska.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Sestea to beat Paolini, but it might be tough.
I'm not. I'm going to go for... this is a bit of a... I put her in as a dangerous unseeded player. She's just come off the back of a tournament win, Paolini. I think she might still have a bit of form there.
I'll have Danilovic beat in Baindel.
Yep, qualified in style.
And Yanisevic to beat Dodin.
That one I don't really know. They're both French, aren't
we
they?
We saw her in Portugal, Yanisevic.
For that reason then, go on. That reason alone, just because you saw her in Portugal. And then Jabeur at the bottom.
Well, what's Jabeur been up to? Because I think Bronzetti might have her.
No, I don't. I'm not convinced by that.
What do you mean? It's possible. I mean,
anything's possible. Jabeur has that in a locker to go out to someone weird in the first round.
Bronzetti's playing right now against Grabo. Upper in set. Final. In the final of a WTA event, Bronzetti.
Who's she had to beat to get to the final?
She's beaten Sloane Stephens, Alicia Parks, Tatiana Maria, Peterson. She's in on fire. I think you're really
go on then.
Giving
her
a hard
then.
Time.
Come on, you're bigging her up so
I
much.
I just see quickly who's on Jabeur been playing.
Not been out. Been on the Muguruza diet, tennis diet.
Let's see where Ons Jabeur's been up to. So Ons Jabeur played Rome, lost to
Bronzetti. Might be tired. Yeah, true as well. There are a lot of players playing finals.
Listen, I'm going Bronzetti to knock out Ons Jabeur. I'm calling the upset.
Poor old Ons.
I think Ons is going to go out first round. There's always, I don't think you realise, Ben, there's always a big name out first round in the women.
I don't want it to be Ons, though. Not again. She's had bad luck in recent.
Well, I think it's just one of them years.
Well, that'd be good for my predictions if she does, but I don't really want it to happen. Right, back to the top. I'm going to have Rybakina beating Noskova.
One sec. Yeah, me too.
Martic to beat Burrell.
I'll go Tormo to beat Martic.
Okay. Alexandrova to beat Friedsam.
Yeah. Hadid Maia to beat Schneider.
No.
Kvitova to beat Mandlik. Vekic to beat Kontaveit. Sestea to beat Danilovic. And Bronzetti to go again. Yanisevic.
Yeah, possible. Paolini Danilovic is tough for me. I'm going to go Paolini to have a little run again. Go on then. And then I'll have Jabeur from the bottom.
Right. So we're back in it to beat Tomo. Hadid Maia to beat Alexandrova.
No, Alexandrova to beat Schneider. Two Russians again. There's a lot of Russians doing well in my brackets, I feel.
I'm going to go Vekic to beat Kvitova.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm going with that.
And the end of the line for Bronzetti, I'm going to go Sestea.
I'm going to have Jabeur, yeah. On to this next one. So this is fourth round. Rybakina, Alexandrova. And I'll have Rybakina.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rybakina too.
And I'm going to have Donna Vekic to knock out Ons Jabeur.
Vekic, Sir Steyer. I'm going to have to just have a little look here.
Right, you're going to go a little bit of form. Maybe you weren't very impressed by Vekic against Iga, I believe, in their last match, but I still feel like she gave her a better run. She gave her a better run than a lot of the other players. She wasn't double bageled. She actually.
I'm going to go Vekic beats Sestale.
So there we go. We both got Rebecca and a Vekic, but very different ways of getting there.
Certainly do. So far I've got two of the top eight. So that means I can't have any more. I've got to knock them all out now.
All right, that's good.
No, let's just see. I've only said that at the start. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
That's true.
But it's possible. Moving down, Sarkari Mukova. So this is the third quarter.
Oh, my word. This is a nightmare draw for Maria Sakkari, that's for sure.
I'm putting Sakkari through, though.
I might go for the upset, you know. I'm going to go for Mukova to knock out Maria Sakkari.
Okay. I'm going to go Podoroska to beat Poncet.
Yep. Same out.
Arani or Teichmann? I'm going to go Arani.
I am as well. I don't know. I don't like to, but I will. Begu to beat Bondar.
Yeah. Leila Annie Fernandez to beat Lynette.
No. I don't know, actually. What's she done recently? Do either of them have any form? I don't think
Lynette's probably played better, but Fernandez has been terrible, but I'm still going for her.
Yeah, I feel like Lynette's not impressed me at all. Since that run in Australia, she's been on-off. She can't even win back-to-back matches. It's not looking very good for her. I'm going to go Fernandez.
Okay, I'll have Towson beating Sasnovich. Burrell or Jean Jean? I'll go Jean Jean.
Is this Towson, this one? Yeah, okay, sorry. Some of them, I tried to rename them all just while we were in delaying the thing. I will go Towson to beat Sasnovich. Jean Jean to beat Burrell.
Yeah, Bencic here. Yeah. Samsonova.
Yep.
Fruvitova. Linda. Yeah. She's got a better draw than her sister.
Much better.
That's for sure.
That's what happens.
Who's her sister got again?
Rabakina. Yeah, terrible draw.
Sharif to beat Brengel.
Yeah.
Potapova to beat Townsend.
Yes.
Mertens, just about. Bogdan.
I'm going to go for an upset there. I'm going to have Mertens going out. Bogdan,
Elise,
yeah.
Cornet and...
Yeah, we've got to go for Cornet. And... Collins, what's she like on the clay? I mean, I think Pegula should be too good for her, surely. Mukova, Podoroska. I'm going to have Mukova going through.
All right, I'm going to have Sakkari beating Podoroska. Begu beating Arani.
Yep,
Towson beating Fernandez.
Yep.
Jean Jean to beat Bencic.
No. I'm sorry. Samsonova. I feel like it's got to be Samsonova.
I'm going to go for Vitova to beat Samsonova.
That's a good pick. I like it. Really do.
And then I'm going to have Anastasia Potapova to beat Sharif.
Yep.
Mertens to beat Bogdan.
Oh, Bogdan.
And Cornet to beat Pegula.
I don't know if I see that happening. Sorry. I'm going to have Cornet out. I don't think she's strong enough. She's good at rallying and keeping the ball in, but I feel like Pegula can just finish her off. Right, to the top again. Mukova Begu on mine. Who do you have? Sakkari?
Just trying to find it. Yeah, Sakkari, Begu. I'm going to go Sakkari.
This is a real bracket decider, this little quarter.
It's very different. This quarter we've got completely different.
Yeah.
Moving on, I'll have Towson beating Jean Jean.
I just don't know what Bencic has even been doing. I don't even know if I'm wise even putting her through a little bit. One sec, just let me just double check. So I'm just worried now. I don't know if she's been playing well.
Finish it off. I'm going to go Potapova to beat Fruvitova and Mertens to beat Cornet.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to have Potapova knocking out more Russians. Potapova, though. And then I will have Pegula as well.
Okay. So for the quarters, Sakari Towson.
What was that cough for? Was that there for a...
No. It's no reason.
Gene saying Bencic skipped Madrid and Rome due to a hip injury. Okay. Well, let's hope
Sakari
he's...
Towson. I'm going to put... I'm going to go Towson and I'm going to go Potapova.
I'm going Mukova and I'm also going Potapova. Pegula, the end of the line. So very interesting section, that third quarter.
Yeah, the most open. I really do believe it's super open, that one.
Right, so we move on to the final fourth quarter then, shall we?
Let's do it. And this is where we have Garcia as the fifth seed and all the way at the bottom, Sabalenka. So I'll have Garcia beating Wang.
Yeah.
Blinkova beating Bonaventure. She's in the final, isn't she, Blinkova?
She is, yeah. She's playing well. So, yeah, she's playing Svitolina in the final today.
I'm going to Storm Hunter to beat Diaz.
Nah, not for me. Perezas Diaz, born on a clay court over in Spain.
Svitolina to beat Trevisan.
That was a terrible draw for Svitolina, I feel. I think Trevisan's going to beat her. I'm sorry.
I'll have Ostapenko here, Siniakova to beat Stearns, Vondrousova to beat Parks.
Yeah, Siniakova, Vondrousova, and then...
Kazatkina to beat Niemeyer.
Just a quick stock check, 1 second, on Yulia Niemeyer, see what she's been up to. I mean, yeah, in dreadful form. Okay, I'm not going to be having you going through, sorry.
I'll go Pliskova to beat Stevens.
Yep.
Gracheva to beat Galfi.
Agreed.
Kinsaver to beat Zanevska. Kingwing Zeng to beat Zidancic. But Zidancic.
Semi-finalist.
Good player over here, yeah.
Had to come through qualifying. How mad's that? 2 years on from being in the semi-final. But yeah, I have Zeng as well.
Freck to lose to Zhang.
I might have Freck. I know that you're a big fan of Freck. I want to go just to annoy you. And then I'll have...
Belcek to beat Rakhimova.
Well, I've been listening to this one to work out the pronunciation. I looked up yesterday. It's Bejlek. That's how you say it. So it's okay, Sara Bejlek. Yeah, so...
Easier. I'm going to go Udvardi.
No. I'm going to be going...
Jamie Vardy.
Shy Manovic. It's not a shy man.
And Kostyuk Sabalenka.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's got to be Saba. Although, I think it could potentially be a close set in there. Moving on. Yeah, Garcia. Oh, have you not? Okay.
I'm going to put... I'm going to have Kostyuk beating Sabalenka.
Oh, my word. She goes out early again.
Yeah. I think she's going to go out early round, first round.
Wow. I mean,
I don't think you understand, Ben. It doesn't play out like you think it does, this Roland Garros and the women's.
It may not do, but I feel like she's strong enough. Saba. Garcia, I'm going to have to beat Blinkova.
This half is nowhere near as good as the top half. I think we'll see a lot of surprises on the bottom half. That's my prediction. The third and fourth quarter, we're going to get loads of shocks. So I'll go Svitolina to beat Hunter, Ostapenko to beat Siniakova.
I'm going to have Trevisan to beat Perezas Diaz.
Vondrousova to beat Kazatkina.
Oh, I mean, what a great matchup that's going to set up as well. I love that.
Are you going the same?
Yeah, Vondrousova versus Ostapenko. Love that.
I'll have
Pliskova. I'm going to have Gracheva.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Gracheva knocking her out.
I'll go Kingwing Zeng.
Yep, to be put in Saver.
Beliek.
Bejlek.
Bejlek. And Kostyuk to beat Udvardi.
Now I have Saba going through beating Szymanowicz.
Back to the top. I'll go Garcia to beat Svitolina.
End of the road for Garcia. Trevisan knocks her out.
Ostapenko to beat Vondrousova.
Not for me. I'm going to have Vondrousova. I feel like Ostapenko. Oh, this one's a 50-50 for me, though. We say that about every Ostapenko match.
Yeah. I'm going to go Kingwing Zheng to beat Pliskova.
Zheng to beat Gracheva. Be nice if she gets to play her.
And Beliak to beat Kostyuk.
I feel like Sabah's going to beat Beliak. I feel like too young, 16, not strong enough to, not hard hitting enough yet.
Right. So Garcia Ostapenko.
I've got Vondrousova versus Trevisan.
I'm going to go Ostapenko to beat Garcia.
And I've got Vondrousova to beat Trevisan.
And I'll go Kingwing Zheng to beat Beliak.
I'm going to be going Sabah to beat Zheng. So I'm going to have Sabah Vondrousova in mine.
It's pretty mad. And yeah, like I said, I've stuck to what I thought it would happen. I've got two of the top eight in my top eight.
Only yeah. Were you thinking about doing it as you were going, or were you just doing it as you went?
I thought it was going to happen like that, and it's actually happened.
I like that you said it. You set out the stall at the start.
And no, because I didn't know it was going to be that exactly, but it has turned out exactly, which is good. Right, so that's my quarterfinal. So I don't know if you want to go to your quarterfinal screen.
I'm just going to have to bring it up. Just bear with me a second. Hopefully it still doesn't have the men's ones in there from yesterday. It may well do. Just bear with me a second. I've got to find it.
Oh, gosh.
Little I know. That's what I mean.
Ben's messing around. If you maybe haven't remove already, please give us a like on the video. Subscribe if you're new. And let us know who you have in the quarterfinals. Who do you agree with more? Do you like my bracket or Ben's? I've got Towson as a young player going all the way and Kingwing Zheng going far. I think they're the two sort of, they're a bit wild. The others you can make a case for.
One sec, sir. Let me just, I just want to, just while I do it, just so I don't see the behind the scenes, I'll just do this quickly. There we go. And now I can just quickly go behind the scenes and get the other thing up. Otherwise, you're just going to see the workings of it all. And you don't want to be seeing that, do you? I mean, right. Okay. Yeah, I still do have the men's in there. So let's just get them out of there. One sec.
Kathy Chan Towson is zero form. Yeah, but I think she's good. Not a chance. Sabah's winning the whole thing. Sabah's probably got second favourite, but I don't know.
Right, now I'm going to have to copy through. You're going to have to just let me know with your ones, which ones that you've got for your ones, please, if you can. And then I'll add the names in. So I've got Iga versus...
We can pull it up on the screen, Ben, while you do it, so we can be talking about it. So you ready? I'm going to press the transition.
Yeah, go on then. Hang on.
Right, so Roland Garros 2023. This is the women's. This is our quarterfinals. Ben's first one is Iga Andreeva. So who do you have winning that one?
I think it's going to be Iga. I think it might be one step too far, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah, I've also got her playing a Russian, but Kudermetova. I think Iga wins that one as well. So I'm also going to be having Iga into the semis. Her biggest match will be the one before, the Krejcikova one. If she can beat Krejcikova, I think the next one is not going to be as hard of a match. No disrespect to Kudermetova or Andreeva in your case, but I think she'll be all right in that round. And then the next one, Rybakina Vekic. We've both got the same here. Do we have the same winner, though?
Probably. I'm going to be going Rybakina.
Yeah, me too. So we're going to get the Iga-Rybakina matchup in the semis.
That's what we want, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I think that's the most competitive, certainly.
I think it will.
That, is it competitive? Rybakina just seems to always be easily beaten.
Yeah. I mean, it may not be competitive. Who knows? There's
not
a lot
been
of people
recently.
I've read a lot of comment sections of ours, and a lot of people saying that, well, they're starting to create a narrative saying that Iga will go out like injured or something if she starts losing. So I don't know if I like that narrative. Gosh. I don't think it's true.
Yeah, got Kathy and Sampenko wouldn't surprise me. She is in my quarterfinal. So going to the bottom half, we've gone both gone for the Rybakina Iga semi-final on the top. I think it's the tougher section, the tougher half anyway. The bottom, I've got four names which are completely random. I mean, don't know if any of them are going to get there. But I don't think we're going to see big names there. Ben's only gone for, what, one big name?
Yeah.
So that's so, yeah, Towson Potapova. I'm going to actually go for Potapova to beat Towson.
I'm going to go for something a bit crazy, but is it Mukova to beat? I mean, my draw could be all ruined after the first match. This is the problem with putting Mukova through this far.
Yeah, I'm going to be cheering on Sarkri. So it's a real risk. I've got Sarkri going deeper, so I need Sarkri to beat Mukova. I'm glad you've done it because I think you're going to get it wrong. So Ostapenko, King Wing Zeng at the bottom. I'm going to have Ostapenko, former champion, beating King Wing Zeng. I think it's going to be a little bit too soon for her.
And I've got former finalist Vondrousova versus Sabalenka. And it may shock some of you. I'm actually going to be going Vondrousova to knock out Sabalenka in the quarterfinals.
Okay. I think Vondrousova is a good one. Wasn't sure if I was going to put her there myself. But I went for Vostapenko. But now the big match with the one that everyone's wondering where we're going to go with. Iga Rybakina. Which way do you see it going? More of the same or something different?
It's weird, isn't it? Like, more of the same is suggesting Rybakina wins, which is, yep. I didn't even think that we'd have this conversation after Roland Garros last year. I feel like there is a chance still that she might not even be playing Rybakina. We've got to remember this as well. I think Iga's
You're going to go Iga?
Yeah, I think she's going to win.
Okay, I'm also going to have Iga beating Rybakina. I think she's going to get some revenge here at Roland Garros and beat her. It's a different kind of feeling, a slam, but then Rybakina has won a Grand Slam last year, so I think we're a bit, I don't know, maybe we're stupid both going for her.
And it's not like the men's. These are still three set matches.
That's true. So it doesn't even change the fact that it's going to be over a five.
Exactly.
It's so tough, but I'm going to stick with my guns and stick with Iga.
I think so as well. I think,
like you said, Rybakina might not get there.
Maybe
if she
not.
Does get there, though, I do feel like Rybakina is favourite.
There's part of me that is edging towards her.
We might be both stupid doing this, but
yeah, but Iga is carrying an injury coming into this tournament as well. It should be noted. She's saying it doesn't feel too bad and she can play with it. Like, she doesn't feel like it's going to affect her, but it's still there. It should be noted that there is something. She's not completely fully fit. Does that change my opinion? No, I feel that, like I said at the start, 60% Iga could probably still win Roland Garros, I think. But maybe that's disservice to Rybakina. And in my other side, I've got Mukova, Vondrousova. It's all the overs. And on the other side,
I've got Ostapenko. And I'm actually going to be going for Ostapenko to beat Potapova into the final.
That'd be great as well. Some really good matches. I mean, if we get to see even half of the ones that we've predicted, it's going to be an exciting tournament.
Yep.
There's probably a lot of people wanting the Sabba Iga final. I'm sure there's people out there calling for that one. Probably a lot of people calling Sabba to win the whole thing as well. I don't think so. Vondrousova, she's been to the final before. I think she can get to the final again. I think she's made a very, very high stock.
Is she going to lose the final again?
That's the big question, JG. Ostapenko, I feel, more dangerous than Vondrousova. A wild one-match shootout. Ostapenko, she could be firing on all cylinders.
She could
and then
be bad, though, as well. Like, really don't know what you're going to get with her.
Well, you really don't know. And that's the matchup. We both, from that match, Vondrousova, Ostapenko, you've got your finalists coming from that match, and so do I.
Yeah.
But
I think the safe bet is Iga, though. And I'm going to sadly go for Iga to beat Ostapenko. It's not sad, but I mean, sadly, in terms of it's not exciting. I think Iga's going to win Roland Garros and win it back to back. It doesn't happen often. but I think she can do it because she's such a special talent and someone who, at Roland Garros, I get. She's the only person I get shades of Rafael Nadal at Roland Garros from. She's very magical.
She is, and
not just that. It's the manner and the way she wins there. She wins with. There's going to be a lot of bagels and breadsticks on the route to this final, if she does get there. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get one in the final against Ostapenko.
Imagine. Well, Von Dusova, when she got to the final last time, I think she got breadsticked by Halep, was it? So it's possible. Von Dusova's good to a point, but can she really hang with somebody like Iga when she's playing her best tennis? I'm not so sure. But if Iga's not on her game, who knows? We could have a new champ. Possibly. So I think that's it. That concludes the draw. Do we do our, well, dark horses? They're probably on the screen. Or your one. What number's Ostapenko? I think she's in.
She's 17, so unfortunately I can't have her, but it will be Potapova as a dark horse or Clara Towson. I like both. So I'm going to stick with Potapova. She is my dark horse to win Roland Garros, and I actually believe she could win it.
And I'm not even going to go. I know I've got Mukova going that far, but I'm not going to go with Mukova. I'm going with Mila Andreeva just because she just seems like a breath of fresh air on the women's tour. I agree with what Gary says as well. She could be the future of women's tennis eventually. Yep. And she's doing it at such a young age, 16. She blew on the scene. She's beating really good players already. And who knows? I've got her in my bracket in a quarterfinal matchup with Iga. So if she was to beat Iga in this, I think then you've well and truly arrived. And who to say? After that, everyone will be saying it's her title to lose. So
we've got the G of G saying the new term of one-liners at Tennis Channel is Medvedev.
I like that.
A guy who could also surprise people, but that's on the men's world. Make sure to join us for our qualifiers to watch, which we'll be doing later on today. And also go check out our predictions on the men's. We've already done them yesterday. And we can you can see, do we have Medvedev winning? Or do we have Alcaraz? Or do we have Djokovic? There's a lot of big names in there. Sin. And me and Ben have something different for that as well, if you've not seen it. So go check it out.
Right, transition, please, sir. Back. Right, so that concludes the women's draw preview for Roland Garros 2023. I'm going for Iga. You're going for Iga. I feel it's like the safe bet. But, like you said, she's an absolute...
She's super possible. It's just
on the clay courts.
She's got a really tough draw, though. Krejcikova early, Rybakina on a half. It's not going to be easy. Coco Gauff potentially early, the finalist last year. So, anything can happen in tennis, as we know. We're going to be there to be covering these next few weeks. And play does start tomorrow as well. So, we will be live from 10 a.m. tomorrow with the first match. I believe it's going to be Sabalenka.
Come on, Saba.
Well, there's a big incentive for it now. So make sure to join us for that one tomorrow. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and we'll catch you later on for our qualifiers to watch video. Yeah, until then, goodbye. And Yazda Iga!
Yazda!
Podcast Network.